Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. Today, episode 62, Tuesday Tales number 11, Manslaughter in a Bar Fight. But first, voice messages from Ray Otis, Spike Pitt, and Happy Whisk.
Hey Larry, this is Ray. I mean, good on you for taking a step back. Very smart. Sorry to hear that your stress levels are through the roof. You know, these things come and go, but they're never pleasant, are they? And best of luck with whatever's going on that you need to take care of. And we will all be here when you get back, man. You have very high expectations for yourself, and you are extremely consistent about producing. And I can't imagine, you know, how consistent you must be to make all those gaming nights in a row without ever missing one. So I know it must be a hard time for you, and just wanted to extend my support and to tell you how much I enjoy your podcast and everything you do. So good luck, and we'll hope to hear from you when you feel like podcasting again.
Hi, Larry, it's Colin. Yeah, sorry to hear you've got a few issues to sort out, mate. But I think, you know, you've got to do the right thing. You've got to prioritise and get done what you need to get done. And if you're busy at work, so be it. What can you do? You just got to chip on through it. You know, people are going to miss your podcast, but we'll still be here when you come back, mate. So all the best, and look forward to hearing from you when you're ready, mate. And thanks for letting us know that you're not going to be doing a few episodes, because if you don't hear from someone, you know, it is my habit to kind of wonder what's going on, and I don't know if worry is the word, but you know, it's nice to be kept in a loop if there's someone that you're listening to regularly. So thanks for that, mate, and catch you later.
Hey Larry, it's Ivy from the Happy Whisk, and I hope the stuff that you have to deal with gets cleared up soon. 10 hours and 10 hours. Yikes, that sounds long. So what are you going to listen to on your way up? Do you listen to like books, podcasts, music, a little bit of everything? Just curious. Over and out.
Thanks for all of your concern and encouragement. That really helps. That means a lot. I debated sharing on the podcast what's going on, and since I shared it on all my social media, I'll give the short version here. I had to take my youngest son to Tennessee for a court date regarding his nearly 4-month-old daughter. We had the impression it was going to settle everything, but turned out it was only the child support portion. I paid for a lawyer to help him fight for his paternal rights, but that was before we knew she went to Tennessee. And of course, the lawyer I paid for in Michigan isn't licensed in Tennessee, and since he couldn't find her to serve papers, he really hasn't done anything but keep the money I gave him. After the court hearing was over about the child support, which was just the two parents talking to the court clerk and filling out some paperwork, the mother still won't let my son even meet his daughter. And this is a particularly big deal to my son, because he's adopted, and the idea of finally having a blood relation that he could actually have a relationship with thrilled him. As I was also there, I asked the mother if I could meet my newest granddaughter, and she said no, not until custody is settled. However, in normal custody matters, if the two parents can act like adults and consider the interests of the child, it can be settled without spending money. But I knew what she meant. She wants to dig at my son rather than let him have a relationship with his daughter. And because I'm helping him, she wants to dig at me. So now I need a Tennessee lawyer to help fight for his paternal rights. So if you know a child custody lawyer in Tennessee or know someone who does, please let me know. Unfortunately, I'm probably going to have to do a GoFundMe to come up with some more money for another lawyer. But now let's talk about something fun. The classic, you meet in a tavern. Back in the day, almost every new group of characters that we had started in a tavern, and we almost always had a bar fight. Now that was mostly a D&D thing, but we also did it in Boot Hill, of course. You have to have a bar fight in a Western. And I don't recall having a bar fight with any other rule set or genre, but it's entirely possible that we did. And sometimes, established characters would be in a tavern, and a fight would break out. I don't recall that happening with any of my characters other than maybe in a western. But I've mentioned before, Garl Uphill, the gnome fighter, I believe he was about 6th level. And he and Algernon Whiteoak, the cleric, and Morgan Redhair, the NPC fighter, were in the tavern in the town, and somehow or other a bar fight broke out. As I only have this secondhand, I don't know the details. What I do know is that Garl the gnome decided to use all 6 of his attacks against a 0-level farmer to punch him. And in AD&D, fists and subdual damage is also partial real damage. But 6 attacks on a 0-level person left him dead. And at seeing the dead man in his hands, he panicked and fled. And the character was missing from the campaign for years. He went somewhere south, and I don't know what all he did. And the player started a new character, a dwarf fighter, Margus Greystone, who I talked about in a previous episode, where he went into a room full of orcs and said, "I hit the one on the left ad nauseam until all the orcs were gone." And I don't know what all transpired in the time that Garl was gone, but eventually something happened and he was able to return to play. He was pardoned or decided to face the music or something, and so now he's back in the campaign and doing whatever gnome fighters do in my brother's campaign. Back in the day, or even today, do you have bar fights break out in your game? Of course, it's usually the players that instigate it. In my own personal campaign with my sons and my daughter-in-law, my youngest son didn't start a bar fight, but he did manage to start a riot in town. They were looking for the map seller, and the fellow named Condor of Condor's Maps happened to frequent a different tavern than they did. So my youngest son said, "Well, I'll just go there and ask about him, because they ask where does he drink?" So he goes there and he offers 10 gold to the person that can find Condor. Well, all the people go nuts running around looking for Condor, and my oldest son and daughter-in-law, their characters stayed in the tavern where they frequented, and some guy they'd never seen before came in hiding because people were out to get him. And they thought, I wonder, is this Condor? Turns out it was. And he's like, "Well, why did you have to pay everybody to come find me? You could find my shop." They didn't bother to ask the smart thing, does he have a shop? And so after the riot was settled and my youngest son's character narrowly avoided being arrested, they managed to convince Condor they weren't out to hurt him. They just wanted to buy some of his maps. And they bought all the maps of the local area that might show treasure. And some of them turned out to be well worth their while. So I've not had a bar fight in a game I've run in a long time. But what about you? How common are they in your games? Are your characters always instigating fights, causing trouble? Probably more seasoned players find that less interesting. I suppose in the right circumstances it might be fun. But I find it hilarious how frequently we did that. Start in a bar, there's a bar fight. And it's usually the characters starting the trouble. Occasionally it would be an NPC doing something and the players either duck out or participate. How do you handle something like that? Do you let the chaos of the bar fight resolve itself? Does the law move in? Do the players have magic that they bring to bear to settle the fight? I'm curious. I don't have a lot to add today. It's been quite the past few days. I do want to celebrate. My third PDF on one bookshelf is a copper seller. That happened yesterday. And today, I checked in the total sales / downloads of all my PDFs past 1,000. So that's pretty cool. Also, looking at the graph of the listens on my podcast. Obviously, not having a couple of episodes, it really dropped off, but I still, for November, passed 1,200 listens. So perhaps we'll have the same in December. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for taking the time to give encouragement and support. Thanks for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!